Scene 6. The Next Visitor. Scrooge lies in his bed and waits.
When will my next visitor come? I want to be prepared this time.
Scrooge watches the clock.
5 minutes. 10 minutes. Quarter of an hour. Half an hour. Why doesn't the visitor come?
Suddenly, Scrooge sees a strange light. He gets out of bed.
What is this strange light? Where is it coming from?
Scrooge follows the light. The light is coming from the next room. Suddenly, he hears a voice.
Scrooge, please come into the room. Come and meet me. I'm waiting for you.
Scrooge starts to open the door. Then he stops, surprised.
Ah, that's strange. This is my room, but it looks different now. There are Christmas decorations and a big fire. There's a lot of food, too. Turkey, vegetables, cakes and fruit. Who changed my room?
Scrooge stands at the door and looks at the room, very surprised. There's a sofa in the middle of the room. A gigantic figure is sitting on the sofa. He's got long, curly brown hair and a brown beard. He's wearing a big green robe, but he hasn't got any shoes. There is a torch in his hand.
Come in and meet me. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Don't be frightened.
Scrooge enters the room timidly.
Good evening, ghost of Christmas present.
Did you ever see anybody like me?
No, never.
The ghost smiles.
Tonight I learned a lesson from the ghost of Christmas past. Now I want to learn a lesson from you. Where do you want to take me? I'm ready to go.
Touch my robe and I will take you.
Scrooge touches the ghost's robe. And suddenly, the food, the fire, and the room disappear.